You know what these people are going to do. They don't handle truth very well. They're kind of looking in a blind, watery world. When you start being able to spot people on the tone scale, you look at them and you say, well, the guy's antagonistic, and you know exactly what he's going to do. You know what kind of shape his house is in, his car's in, his family's in. You know how he's going to handle truth. You know a great many things about this person, and you're going to be right every single time. You find somebody in grief, you know what he's going to do. You find somebody bored, you know what they're going to do. You find a cheerful person, you know how well he's going to handle truth. Hey, this guy's not going to tell a lie too much. You find somebody in covert hostility, he's going to tell a lie whenever the truth is serving better. There's a great number of things. You should read Science of Survival. It's a very, very thorough discussion of these tone levels and what's going on in them. LRH issued the expanded tone scale, which goes all the way from the very bottom to the very top. But what we're talking about here really is the tone levels between apathy, or death rather, and exhilaration. Exhilaration is at 4.0. You just can't get any higher than that. The body just won't jump around anymore. It won't go any higher. Like I said, if they can go higher than that, they can go up into aesthetics, or they can make postulates, or they can be into action, zoom, 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 or they can just go all the way to the top and know everything. Or they can go down to the bottom. You know, they can go out of death, and they get below death, and then they start punishing bodies, you know, and then they start worshiping things and owning things, and they get out of that, and then they start to hide, and they continue on down the tone scale. Now, people look at it, somebody pushing a meat body around, and they say, well, he's got to be between death and enthusiasm. Well, no, not at all. Thetan could be at minus 20. He could be at minus 8. Minus 8 is hiding, all right? And he's not about to have anybody look at him. He knows he's in a lot of trouble. He's going to dive inside of that body, and nobody's ever going to find him. And he'll sit there and tell you about all this stuff that needs to be protected and all this stuff that needs to be hidden and so forth. The only reason that being is alive is because the body is alive. He's not alive at all. Where he's really at is at minus 8 on the tone scale. You see a couple guys fighting, you know, they're bashing each other over the head left and right. And the first thing you know is their chronic tone level is punishing bodies. How in the world are you going to hurt a Thetan by hitting a body on the head? You can't. You can only hurt the body, and maybe the Thetan might decide, well, I don't like you hitting my body. It doesn't like that, and I don't either. But nonetheless, you're punishing a body. You see owning bodies all the time. You know, you see this quite a bit, males and females. You know, the guy's going, you're mine, you know, I don't want you to look at anybody, and you dress this way, and you do that, and you do the other thing, and he just owns that person, see? But he's not owning a person, he's owning a body. He has no idea that there's an immortal Thetan there. You see this all the time, people owning, worshiping, and punishing objects, and so forth. Well, how do you like my new car? Doesn't it make me look good? Or how do you like